It is again my privilege to share with you. This is Pastor Mike. Last week we talked about the passages that open Philippians, where Paul reminds us that we are a team together, where God is working in us and continuing his good work in us, and where Paul is modeling for us that we should pray for all the saints, pray for our team, and encourage them as they grow. This week, as we continue to look in Philippians chapter 1, I'm going to begin in verse 7. It is right for me to feel this way about you, since I have you in my heart, whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel. All of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. We see that Paul has a natural affection for the team, that Paul has a natural desire to encourage and lift up those that are part of the body of Christ, those that he loves, those that he is in battle with, those that he is leading in church life and in life of knowing Jesus Christ. He describes his work as both defending and confirming the gospel. We know Paul says to live as Christ, to die as gain, as he teaches us, and this is demonstrative of that type of mindset. That whatever it is that we're doing in life, defending the gospel, those that need a defense, those that are attacking Christ, those that are trying to undermine the nature of the doctrines of Christ, those of us who know Jesus, those of us who are anchored in him, we are called to make defense. We are called to know the doctrines, to know what God means for us, and then to make defense. As well, for those that are in Christ, those that know the Word of God, those that are on the right track, to continue to confirm to them what is right and what is good, and to continue encouraging them. Paul goes on, and this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight. Why? Verse 10 says, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. So as we pray for those who are together with us in the team, who are defending and confirming the gospel, the knowledge that Jesus is the Son of God. As we go forward together, we're praying that love may abound. In other words, we want to increase love, but not just arbitrary affections, not just ideas of what is love expressed in human terms, but instead, increase love guided by the knowledge and depth of insight that we have in the character and person of Christ. Paul will say in chapter 2 that we are to be like-minded, having the same love as Jesus had, a sacrificial, selfless love, a concern for others, a need and desire to want to increase the kingdom by increasing awareness of God and God's love. That's our job. That's how we respond to people. That's how we program our day. And that goal is love that is guided by Christ, love that produces fruits of righteousness that come only through Jesus. How do we do that? We set our mind upon Christ. We study the Word of God. we pray for one another. And then when we step out of our door, we recognize that we are missionaries. We are called to defend and confirm. And that begins not with our words, but with our deeds. So this week, it is my desire for us all that we would grow and increase in the knowledge of the love and person of Jesus Christ. Have a great week.